I'm no fashionista, but I disagree with some of these fashion fails or things that one of my friends said. Oh, guys, this is why I know girls will talk to you, because you look like a bum or you look like a little kid. Cargo shorts were on the list, flip-flops and sandals, which I'm like, okay, there goes my summertime accessories. She also said if you got, like, hairy armpits, don't wear those muscle shirts, because I don't want to hug your, you know, armpit hair. And backwards baseball caps, like those snapbacks. I freaking love those. Alex says a lot of guys are hot when they do that. Let's talk to, actually, 1 second. Do we have any social media real quick? Joe and Alex Show, that is our Twitter and Instagram. What are people saying online?
Well, they agree with me. Camila says, cargo shorts, huge no. Allison says, I agree with Alex and Joe's friend. Cargo shorts and flip-flops are never acceptable for guys.
All right, Brianna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hi, I just thought it was funny talking about guys' fashion, because ever since I was little, my parents got divorced since I was 5. So as I'm growing up, I'm the only girl. I have 2 older brothers, and I was always with my dad. He'd always ask me what to wear, like, no matter how old I was. Even till now, I'm 23, and he's 50. And not a day that goes by, I don't live with him anymore, but he'll still send me pictures if he goes out on dates and stuff, making sure that he dresses appropriately.
That's cute.
Honestly, if it was up to him, he'd go out in a tank top and plaid shorts and sandals.
Sure. That's just a dad thing.
And you got to correct him and make it better?
Oh, yeah. Even, like, last weekend we went out and he wore, like, these odd, I don't know what you call them. I think they're, like, I don't know, like, see-through sandals, like, peek your feet through. And he wore red socks. And I'm just like, Dad, what are you wearing? Like, I mean, he's a 49er fan, and he was wearing his 49er socks. And I was like, what is that? Like,
well, red's also power, too. Maybe he's, like, trying to show power with his feet.
No, he just honestly doesn't care. Like,
well, good thing you're there for him, Brianna.
Yeah, right? Even my brothers, they'll send me pictures, because I'm from California. And so they'll send me pictures if they go out on dates and say if they look, you know, dress up enough. And they just have, my whole family has no sense of style, so.
But you do, which is good. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Lori real quick. You kind of got a fashion pet peeve. What is it, Lori?
Hey, Joe, it's Lori again. I have to comment. Okay, my biggest pet peeve is to see a guy with the muscle shirts on, but they have taco meat at the top. I hate it. It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
What is that? Chest hair?
Yeah, check it out. Here's my taco meat. What do you think?
Disgusting.
Wait.
Oh, jello. It looks like ground beef.
Ew.
Wait, what? I'm a man, Lori. You hold up a second. Hold on. Alex, you hold up a second right now. I'm a man. A lot of men have what you call taco meat on their chest. You know why? Because they got hormones in their body and hair comes out places.
But you know what? That means you need to put on a whole white t-shirt. That's it. Don't put on no muscle shirts, because I'm going to have to talk about you.
Yeah, that's true.
What is wrong with the taco meat? Don't you want some of this taco salad?
No.
I'm good.
No.
There's a fiesta. There's a fiesta on my chest right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to puke.
I always feel like it's super hard for me to explain what my type of style is for a guy to wear. But if you are on your phone and you're somewhere that you can get on a phone, and look at this. So there is this guy on Instagram. His handle is Magic_Fox, okay? Magic_Fox. This guy dresses, in my opinion, perfectly for a guy. It's like a skinny jean, like ripped at the knees, sneakers.
No, you lost it with skinny jeans. No. Guys should not wear skinny jeans.
You have to look at this guy. He dresses perfect, little joggers.
What's his turd's name?
Magic_Fox is the guy to look at for all of your fashion needs if you're a guy. If you dress like this, I probably want to date you. Also, someone else that dresses like perfectly, in my opinion, is Stephen Furtick on Instagram. He's a pastor. He's like a famous pastor from Charlotte, North Carolina. He is so hot. If you are into hot pastors, let me learn you a thing. Hot pastors looking sexy for Jesus. Stephen Furtick.
But you know what, Al? You have to be careful about those skinny jeans, too, because everybody be trying to rock them, but they really don't look good in them. You just got to be a certain size, and you can't be trying to sag in them.
Well, right. You got to be a certain size. Joe can't wear skinny jeans.
Oh, well, thanks. Let's just shame me today. Let's see here. What's wrong with me? Taco meat chest, and I can't wear skinny jeans. Anything else? 317-239-1009. Hey, Lori, thank you.
I'm going to tweet out the Instagram profile link to this guy on Twitter at Joe and Alex.
Sounds like a thirst tweet coming from you, yeah, Alex.
No. How perfect is
just
this guy?
Just take a photo. Don't do his profile. Geez, he's going to get a bunch of random horny women clicking on it.
I mean, he's like famous on Instagram. It's not like he's a friend of mine. I don't even know him.
And Steven, if you're listening out there, and you
married.
Two and Magic Fox or whatever the guy's name is.
Look at this guy. Do you see this guy?
I mean, he looks like fashionable, but it's not like, oh my gosh.
But I don't know. It's like Kanye West / Justin Bieber style. I don't know what. I wish there was a name. Like, you know, there's like emo style. And then there's like, you know, I don't know, a meathead style. I don't know what this is called. No guy has ever been able to tell me what this style is called, but it is hot.
I think it's called unattainable.
No, that's
what that
hot.
Is. Unattainable, boots, unrealistic.
The boots with the ripped skinny jeans. Oh, yes!